Dr. Jerry Ryan was introduced Monday as the interim chancellor of Louisiana Delta and Northeast Louisiana Technical College. He comes to the school after serving as senior vice president of the Louisiana Community and Technical College system. Just after being formally introduced, he shared his thoughts on academics and the challenges of his new role.
First, with the announcement last Wednesday, and what have you been doing up till now and today and making contacts, things of that nature?
Well, I had the opportunity to spend 2 days in Baton Rouge in my old office, and what I did is I called all the police jury presidents and high school principals and school superintendents to just introduce myself. The elected leadership, the school leadership, and the 12 parish region thinks a lot of the college and expects a lot from the college. So that was very good for me to hear that from people. A lot of the police jury presidents want me to meet with them right away. They got ideas for workforce development. Some of the high school principals are very eager to meet quickly so they can help students get in as quick as this fall. I think we're really strong in the liberal arts business, but we need to add some health sciences and technology, and we'll be working on that.
When you look at the merger that's been going on with the Northeast Louisiana Technical College and Delta,
the merger will be complete July 1, at least legally. But then we got to work at it. There's a lot of low-hanging fruit that we can do that need to. I mean, everybody needs the same business cards, the same email. You got to answer the phone the same way. The signage, that's the easy stuff, you know. And then hopefully by the fall, we need to get the two faculties together so that they can begin planning as one faculty. You know, we have academic governance. We need to combine the academic governance area. The most challenging piece will be the budget. You know, trying to consolidate the two budgets, figure out how we're going to manage the cuts, and keep the place open as possible for all the students that want to come here.
Do you anticipate kind of following along other college programs as far as not filling vacated positions?
Well, I think I need all the people I can get. You know, I got 300 employees. I'm not quite sure. I mean, if there's people, clearly if they're empty, that's an easy cut. You know, you just don't fill the position. But we need more financial aid people. We need more financial accounting people. We need more recruiting people. So my first inclination, if we can afford it, would be maybe to redeploy people instead of make cuts. So that's my first. But, you know, the budget numbers may dictate another direction. But I've already talked to my finance staff, and we're working on it, and we'll see what we can do.
Looking forward to the agreements that are in place with other local universities here?
Absolutely. We have good relationships right now with all three, ULM, Tech, and Grambling, but I hope to expand those. My idea, which I've already talked to the three presidents about, is to have joint admissions agreements where somebody wanted to go to ULM or Grambling or Tech, but knew they had to come here for the first 2 years, that it would be a joint thing. Cut down on the paperwork, cut down on the expense. And they're very eager to do that. Plus, the Grad Act requires them to work with us on remediation at some point. There's years out. We'll work with them on that. And I think just being good partners and taking our transfer students with all their credits is a wonderful thing. I hope to get out to see all three presidents in the next couple of weeks so I can begin my relationship. Actually, Nick Bruno couldn't have been kinder. I know Frank Pogue from my time in SUNY. And I haven't met Dan at Tech, but I'm sure it'll be a good time.
Ryan says he intends to apply for the chancellor's post when the LCTCS board forms a search committee for the position.